Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll have complete market details for you when we get back right after this.
Hey, neighbors, our friend Don Schieber's got a good supply of some great seed wheat for you for planting this fall, including Bentley, Gallagher, Ruby Lee, and Endurance, all great OSU wheat varieties. All four varieties are certified, cleaned, and ready for delivery. The quality is exceptional this year. Germination, excellent. You can call Don to get more information and to book your seed, 405-880-2950. Don Schieber Seed Wheat, 405-880-2950. It's the 32nd Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup, August 26th and 27th, at the Lazy E Arena. The Range Roundup is cowboys helping kids, as once again in 2016, the OCA has designated the Children's Miracle Network as their charity. The Range Roundup will feature 12 of the most historic ranches in Oklahoma, each with a half dozen cowboys competing in six great events. Two nights of action, August 26th, 27th. Reserve your tickets by going to www.lazye.com. OCA's Range Roundup at the Lazy E.
Well, it was uncertain just how deep buyer support remained, but the focus on firming beef values helped to spark additional volume, which quickly stepped back into the market. Corn prices were lower in light trade, with September corn futures about a cent lower. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones is 15 points lower, while NASDAQ is up 2 points. Live cattle futures quickly broke away from early losses as traders looked for additional support through the complex, with strong triple-digit gains seen in feeder cattle futures. A strong bounce higher in boxed beef value seemed to shock most traders, who pointed to lower cash cattle markets last week and lackluster beef activity over the last few sessions. Strong gains flooded into feeder cattle trade today despite the pressure holding across the complex through most of the morning. September through January contracts held triple-digit gains based on the support in boxed beef values and potential support seen in the market surrounding overall light cattle placements, even though placements were higher than expected in Friday's Cattle on Feed report. Grain futures were mixed today after bearish feelings swept across many markets around the world. New ideas that the Federal Reserve could hike interest rates later this year raised fears that officials at the central bank could tip their hand later this week during their annual conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The dollar rallied overnight in response, sending U.S. stock indexes, gold, and crude oil all lower. Corn prices were lower after December futures again tried and failed to breach resistance at an old support line off July lows overnight. Still, losses were modest as traders tried to assess just how big the 2016 crop really is. Soybeans posted modest gains, which kept November futures to an inside day higher as range-bound trading continued. And wheat prices were mostly a little lower, which kept Chicago December under steady selling pressure overnight. Spring wheat again, though, held up the best after Minneapolis September advanced to a two-month high last Friday. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.